Hello, friends. Welcome to the Hands Across Borders devotional. And we are in the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter. And we're going to start reading today in verse number 35. So let's begin. If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemous, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, thou ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him, and said John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there. And so we're going to be talking about dealing with those detractors in our lives, those who are trying to stop us in doing the work of the Lord. And the one thing you need to remember is this, is the religious crowd, since they don't really understand what salvation is and serving the Lord, they will do everything they can to stop you because they're pushing their religion and not Christ. And then there are those that are jealous, maybe because the Lord is using you in a certain way. And so they'll do everything they can to discourage you as you're walking with the Lord and serving him. And so what we see here is the Lord, remember, he quotes Psalm 82 here about if he called them gods, little g gods. And the reason he did that is he's dealing with the judges because they determined the fate of other men. And here we have the religious crowd. They're continuing with them. They're trying to get after Jesus. They're saying that he blasphemed because he said he's the Son of God. What he was saying, he was deity. He was God. And so let's begin to look at how Jesus deals with these detractors. First of all, we see in verse 36, he says this, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified. And that means set apart. And you and I that are truly born again have been set apart for the work of the Lord, whatever it may be. And you must get that in your mind and get that in your heart that you were made to glorify God. And what does God have for you? And that should be your focus. What are you set apart for? That's the question. And then he goes on to say this, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, thou ye believe not me, believe the works. And so he's talking about a lifestyle here, the way you and I deal with our everyday life. And so, first of all, he's saying, I was set apart for this. He had come, right, to save the lost of the world, right? Reveal himself as the Messiah and save the lost. But here we see he understands what his role is, and his life backs up what he says. And that's the key for you and I. When we're dealing with detractors, don't focus so much on them and getting back at them and I'll show them and all of this kind of thing. The key is just live a consistent life because you understand this is what I'm here for. This is why I take breath every day. And until God calls me home, this is my responsibility, and you just continue to do that, and your life reflects that. And so what happens next is they try to take him, he escapes, and he goes back where John first began to baptize, and he begins to teach. You see, what we need to understand is this, understand what you're here for, make sure your life backs up what you say, and then stay focused on the job at hand. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. One of the horrible things about social media is everybody, including myself, you get on there and you see all this and everybody has a perfect life and everybody's using these filters to change the way they look. And then you meet them and you're like, That's not even the same person that I've been looking at on social media. And then you meet the people with the perfect lives and you find out nobody has a perfect life. And so you get so distracted in all of these different things. And next thing you know, you see guys on there trying to preach at everybody how they should live. How about this? You just live the way you are supposed to live, and your life will reflect to others the way they ought to live. And just stay focused at the task at hand, because here's what happened. Jesus went away from that. He didn't stay and fight with those detractors at that time. And what happened is this. He went back. He began to teach and talk to the people. And as a result, verse 42, and many believed on him there. And that is the key. The key is not to make disciples of ourselves, but to make disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way we're going to do that is we understand why we're here, we live a consistent life, and we stay focused. And the result is people's lives will get changed. Not by us, by the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you meditate on this, and I pray the Lord to bless you.